Welcome back to the deep dive. I have to be honest with you, looking at the research for today's deep dive, it made me feel incredibly tired.
Tired. That's unusual. Usually these topics get you fired up. What's different?
Oh, it's not the tech itself, it's what the tech reminds me of. It's all the work I'm not doing. You know the feeling.
I think I do.
You spend like 3 days writing the perfect blog post, you hit publish, you feel great for a minute, and then that sinking feeling hits. You're maybe 10% done.
Ah, yes, because now the real work starts. You've got to turn it into a social media campaign.
Exactly. You have to tweet it, make a LinkedIn post, record a YouTube video, then chop that video up for TikTok and Reels, strip the audio out for a podcast.
Yeah.
It's this endless content hamster wheel.
And if you're being honest,
I usually just give up after the blog post. I'm too exhausted.
you and pretty much everyone else, it's the classic production bottleneck. And that is exactly what we're digging into today. We are looking at a solution that claims it can, well, stop the hamster wheel.
Or maybe more accurately, replace the hamster with a very efficient robot.
That's a good way to put it. We're talking about content saturation. The idea that distribution is basically free. I mean, YouTube doesn't charge you to upload, but your time, your production capacity is finite.
So today we're looking at a specific blueprint for building what I'm calling a content factory. We're combining two key pieces of technology.
It really is a factory. On one side, we have RoboMotion, which a lot of you will know is that super powerful low-code automation tool for moving data and creating workflows.
And we're plugging it into something new, to me at least, called Auto Content API.
Which is an industrial-grade engine for turning raw data into finished multimedia.
And the promise here is, well, it's pretty wild. We found a quote from a RoboMotion user in the research who said, "With 10% of the previous cost, I can duplicate myself 10 times now."
That's the hook right there. It's
Yeah.
about decoupling your time from your output. But before we get into the nuts and bolts, the how, we really need to understand the philosophy here, because it's a bit different.
Right. Usually when we talk about AI content tools, the word is generation. You give it a prompt, it generates a blog post.
But Auto Content's whole model is built around transformation.
And that's a crucial
It
difference.
is. Think of it like a sawmill.
A sawmill. Okay, go on. I'm intrigued.
Creation is the hard part. It's going into the forest, finding the right tree, and chopping it down. That's your original idea,
Yeah.
your unique research, the core insight that only you have.
Okay, so that's my blog post that I spent 3 days writing. That's the log.
That's the log, exactly. Now,
Yeah.
transformation is what the sawmill does. It takes that one single log and efficiently turns it into planks, sawdust, paper, furniture, all these different products.
And most of us are out there trying to chop down the tree and build the furniture by hand every single time.
And wondering why we're so tired. Auto Content is the sawmill. It assumes you already have the log, your PDF
Yeah.
report, your database, even just messy notes in a RoboMotion flow.
So it takes that raw input and just programmatically transforms it into other formats, video, audio, text, you name it.
Without you having to lift a finger. And this is where RoboMotion enters the chat. Because every sawmill needs a conveyor belt to bring the logs to the blade.
That's the perfect analogy. RoboMotion provides the arms and legs. If you're a user, you know it's brilliant at logic and triggers. It can scrape a website, watch a Slack channel, trigger when a row gets added to a spreadsheet.
Right.
So the workflow is RoboMotion detects the new log, and then it just shoves it into the Auto Content API, which spits out all the finished products on the other side.
Correct, but at an industrial scale.
Okay, let's get concrete because industrial scale sounds expensive. Let's start with audio. Everyone is going crazy for Google's Notebook LM right now.
Oh, it's going completely viral.
I've used it. I uploaded a really dry PDF on tax law, and suddenly I had two AI hosts bantering back and forth about it. It was, I have to say, pretty incredible.
It is incredible technology, but try building a business process on it.
What do you mean by that?
Notebook LM, right now, is a consumer product,
Yeah.
a toy almost. You have to manually drag and drop each file. You have to wait. There's no API. So if you're a news publisher putting out 50 articles a day, you can't have someone dragging 50 PDFs into a web interface every morning. It just doesn't scale.
So Auto Content is kind of positioning itself as the Notebook LM for enterprise, the API version.
That's a great way to think about it. It's an API-first platform.
And sorry to interrupt, but for anyone listening who isn't a developer, can you just quickly explain what API first actually means for their workflow?
Sure. An API is just software talking directly to software. There's no human interface, no website with buttons to click.
Got it.
So picture this. You have a WordPress site. You publish a new blog post. That's your trigger.
and RoboMotion sees that new post.
Instantly, RoboMotion grabs the URL, sends it to the Auto Content API, and basically says, make this into a podcast. A few minutes later, the API sends back a link to an MP3 file.
And RoboMotion could then just update my blog post automatically to include an audio player.
Exactly. So every single article on your site now has an audio version with zero manual work from you. And here's the real kicker. It supports over 50 languages.
Whoa. Wait, so I write my post in English.
And your RoboMotion flow tells the API, give me this back in Spanish, German, and Japanese. Suddenly, your global distribution footprint just tripled. You're reaching entire markets you literally couldn't speak to yesterday.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. We've all heard those AI voices. They usually sound like a GPS navigator from 2005. Is this stuff actually, you know, listenable?
That's a very fair point. That's the old world of text-to-speech. We're in the era of voice engineering now. Auto Content uses multi-seeker dynamics. It's not a robotic monologue.
It creates two distinct voices.
Two agents, a host, and an expert, funnily enough, a lot like us. And they have a real conversation.
Are they coming for our jobs?
Let's not think about that too hard.
Yeah.
But the point is, they use human-like inflection. They interrupt each other. They use ums and ahs. It feels natural.
So it creates bingeable audio, not just a readout of a document.
Precisely. And they have a feature that solves what you call the CEO paradox.
Ah, yes. Voice cloning.
You know this one. Your customers, your employees, they all want to hear directly from the founder. But the founder is busy running the company.
They don't have time to record a daily podcast.
So with this, they don't have to. The CEO just records their voice once a few minutes of audio is all it takes to train the model.
Okay, so you have the voice clone. Then what?
Then you build a RoboMotion flow. Maybe it scrapes your internal company updates or the daily sales figures or just the top three industry news stories for the day.
So it gathers the raw text for a morning briefing.
RoboMotion sends that text to Auto Content, and the API generates a daily update narrated in the CEO's own voice. It sounds just like them. That MP3 can then be automatically posted to Slack or email to investors.
That is slightly spooky, but also incredibly useful. It's like having a private internal radio station for your company that runs itself.
We call it the private podcast network. Imagine your sales team commuting to work. Instead of trying to read a long memo on their phone, they're listening to a 10-minute briefing on their goals for the quarter. You're meeting them where they are.
I love that use case. But we have to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yes.
Video.
Video. The stats in our research are just insane. By 2025, it's projected to be something like 82% of all internet traffic. If you're not making video, you are basically invisible.
But it's so hard. It's so time-consuming.
It is the single hardest medium to automate. But they have a specific API endpoint for this. Video create shorts.
So this is aimed squarely at the TikTok, Reels, and YouTube shorts market. Vertical, 9.16 video.
Exactly. The dominant format.
How does it work? Do I send it text and it just slaps that text over some generic stock footage? Because that feels very 2022.
It's much smarter. It generates a full AI avatar. You can choose the persona, a professional woman for a serious update, a casual speaker, in a hoodie for a tech tutorial.
And it animates them.
It syncs their lips perfectly to your script, automatically generates subtitles, which is critical since most people watch with the sound off, and renders the whole video file for you.
The cost difference here is what really caught my eye. I mean, I had to double check the numbers.
It's pretty dramatic.
To make one short video by hand scripting, filming, editing, captions, you're easily spending $50 to $300, and that's on the cheap end.
If you hire an agency, it's way more. And with the Auto Content API, that same video costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus a few hundred dollars.
That kind of cost arbitrage, that 90%+ reduction, it completely changes your strategy. It enables what marketers call creative testing at scale.
Explain that, creative testing.
Well, in the old model, if a video costs you $300 and takes 2 days, you have to be sure it's going to work. You're precious about it, you have meetings about the script.
Right, because you can't afford for it to be a dud.
But in the API world, if a video costs you 4 euro and takes 5 minutes to generate, you can make 50 of them. You can test 50 different hooks, 50 different angles.
And just throw them all at the algorithm and see what sticks.
Exactly. 49 of them might flop, but one might go viral and get you 100,000 views. You simply couldn't afford to play that lottery before. The ticket price was too high.
That's a huge shift for marketing. But I'm also thinking about pure utility. explainer videos.
Massive use case there. RoboMotion users, for example, build these complex, powerful flows. Sometimes you just need to explain to a customer how a product works.
So I could have a RoboMotion flow that, say, watches my website for new pages?
Precisely. You launch a new landing page, RoboMotion detects the URL, sends it to AutoContent, and says, make me a 60-second explainer video for this page. The API crawls the text, understands the features and benefits, and generates a video with an avatar explaining it.
And then RoboMotion could take that video and embed it right back onto the page it just scraped.
The whole process, completely automated.
Yeah.
And that has a huge impact on your SEO.
Because of dwell time, right?
Significantly. Google said that people are staying on your page to watch a video instead of bouncing away immediately, and that's a massive signal to them that your content is valuable. So they rank you higher.
Okay, we've covered audio, we've covered video. But I want to push back on something here.
Please do.
All the content in the world is useless if it's dumb. If I'm just using an AI to vomit out generic advice that's scraped from another AI, no one's going to care. It's just more spam on an internet that's already full of it.
You are 100% right. Hallucinations, generic fluff, that is the enemy of value. And that's why, for me, the deep research endpoint is probably the most powerful part of this whole stack.
How is that different from me just asking ChatGPT a question?
A standard LLM is limited by its training data, which always has a cutoff date. It doesn't know what happened 5 minutes ago. And it will often, you know, just make things up to fill in the gaps.
Right.
This deep research endpoint is different. It uses autonomous agents to browse the live web in real time.
So it's actually reading today's news.
It's reading reputable sources, the Financial Times, SEC filings, Bloomberg, Reuters. It gathers facts, it cross-references them to check for accuracy, and then it outputs structured cited data.
This sounds like the perfect shredder for a RoboMotion workflow. I'm immediately thinking about newsjacking.
Newsjacking, yes. The art of injecting your brand into a breaking story. But the key is speed. If you react to a trend 24 hours late, you've missed it completely.
So walk me through what a reaction loop would look like with this tech. Let's say I run a finance brand.
Okay, perfect. You set up a RoboMotion flow to monitor X, or maybe a specific subreddit for high-velocity keywords. Let's say your keyword is crypto crash.
RoboMotion sees the keyword starting to spike.
It catches it instantly. But it doesn't just send you an alert. It immediately fires off a request to the AutoContent deep research endpoint with a prompt like, research why crypto is crashing right now. Find the top three reasons from reputable financial news sources.
So the AI goes out, reads the live articles, synthesizes the actual facts, and ignores all the panic and rumors.
It returns a clean, structured summary. And here's the magic. RoboMotion then takes that summary and immediately pipes it into the video endpoint.
And tells it what?
It tells it, create a 60-second breaking news update on this topic. Use the Serious News Anchor avatar.
So within, what, 10 minutes of the story breaking?
5 to 10 minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your brand has a fully produced, well-researched video explaining the event live on TikTok and YouTube.
While all your competitors are still trying to schedule a Zoom meeting to figure out what to say.
That's it. You become the go-to source of information because you were first and you were accurate. It's a massive competitive advantage.
Okay, that's powerful. I also saw a note in the research about PSEO, programmatic SEO. Can you break that down for people who aren't complete SEO nerds?
Sure. Programmatic SEO is when you create hundreds or thousands of landing pages to capture very specific search queries. The classic example is a service-based business creating pages for best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, and so on.
Right. I've seen those pages, and they're usually terrible. It's the exact same block of text with just the city name swapped out.
And Google hates that. They call it thin content. And if they catch you, they can de-index your entire website as a penalty.
So how does this automated studio fix that thin content problem?
By creating genuinely unique, valuable multimedia for every single page. So if you're generating 5,000 city pages for your plumbing business,
wow.
AutoContent API can generate 5,000 unique audio guides, maybe a 5,000-word article based on deep research about common plumbing issues in that city's climate, 5,000 unique video shorts.
So the Austin page actually has a video talking about Austin's specific issues, and the Dallas page has one for Dallas.
Suddenly it's not spam anymore. It's a high-value, localized resource. It's actually helpful.
And RoboMotion would manage the whole workflow, looping through a spreadsheet of cities and feeding them to the APIs.
Exactly. You're basically building a massive, high-quality media empire on autopilot.
Okay, I am sold on the capability. I get it. But I have to ask the painful question again. Cost. When I hear enterprise-grade API and deep research, I start clutching my wallet. Is this actually accessible for that RoboMotion crowd, the solopreneur, the bootstrapper?
The economics are surprisingly favorable. They use a credit model, which makes it really flexible. The entry-level plan, their amateur plan, is something like 24 euro a month for 1,000 credits.
And what does 1,000 credits actually get me? Is that enough to do anything meaningful?
Well, let's do the math. A full podcast episode costs just 10 credits.
Wait, 10? So for 24, I could technically create 100 podcast episodes.
That's the math, yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out to about 0.24 an episode. Compare that to the $150 minimum you'd pay a freelancer just for editing.
That's basically free. It's a rounding error.
And a short video is more expensive, around 400 credits, but that's still only about 4 euro. Deep research is maybe 100 to 200 credits a report.
So for less than the cost of 1 hour of a freelancer's time, a small business could run a daily podcast for an entire month.
Or generate 20 deep dive research reports. And the scalability is key. If you have a big product launch, you just buy more credits for that month. You don't have to go through the pain of hiring and firing staff.
It transforms a fixed cost salaries into a variable cost that perfectly scales with your needs. That's huge for a startup.
It is. It lowers the barrier to entry for professional grade content creation to almost zero.
So when we step back and look at this combination, RoboMotion as the workflow engine and AutoContent as the production engine, it really does seem to fulfill that duplicate yourself 10 times promise we started with.
It's a perfect synergy. RoboMotion provides the architecture, the triggers, the logic, the arms and legs. It's the company's nervous system. AutoContent provides the substance, the voice, the face, the intelligence. It's the muscle.
And this all seems to be pointing towards what people are calling the agentic web.
That's the bigger picture here. We're moving to a future where AI agents are the primary consumers of information, reading structured data to answer human questions.
So by using tools like this, you're not just making videos for people to watch.
You're formatting your brand's knowledge via JSON outputs, audio indexing, in a way that the AI agents of the future can understand and recommend you. You're future-proofing your content.
So here's the final question I want to leave everyone with. It's a bit philosophical.
Go for it.
If the technical barrier to creating Hollywood-quality media drops to effectively 4 euros for a video, and the barrier to automating the entire workflow with a tool like RoboMotion is also near zero, what's left? If everyone has a content factory, how do you actually win?
That's the ultimate question, isn't it? When execution becomes a commodity, strategy becomes the only premium. The competitive advantage is no longer making the content. Anyone can make it.
So what is it then?
It's the quality of the questions you ask the machine. It's your taste. It's your unique insight to spot the trend that RoboMotion should be listening for in the first place. It's the creativity of the workflow you design.
The machine can build the car, but you still have to be the one to drive it.
Exactly. And more importantly, you have to know where you're going.
That is a lot to think about. We'll be sure to put links to both RoboMotion and AutoContent API in the show notes so you can start designing your own factory. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
We'll see you in the next one.